Governor Bill Haslam's administration is pulling the plug on one of its most high-profile outsourcing efforts. Officials say they'll no longer try to turn a popular hotel in Fall Creek Falls State Park over to a private operator. WPLN's Chas Sisk reports.
There's not much dispute that the aging inn at Fall Creek Falls needs a major overhaul. The question has been whether afterward the new building should be contracted out to a private management firm. There's been so much opposition to that idea, Haslam says he'd rather leave the decision to the next governor.
It just felt like the appropriate thing to say, let's get this built, get it built the right way, and then we'll figure out who the right person to run it is. Rather than us deciding that for 2 years from now when somebody else is here, it felt more appropriate to let whoever the next governor is in their administration decide who will do that.
The inn at Fall Creek Falls has widely been seen as a test case. Opponents worry that if it's outsourced, it won't be long before most state parks, universities, and other public facilities are as well. That's drawn alarm from many state lawmakers. They're considering steps to rein in outsourcing. Some legislators say the outsourcing that's already occurred isn't always living up to the Haslam administration's promises, that privatization will make government cheaper and improve service for Tennesseans. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Chas Sisk.